In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I would like to speak to you about mercy. God's heart for the miserable. The divine mercy, the beautiful devotion that we have in the church, the great feast day that has been declared by our beloved Holy Father. We must understand this great feast day because it is the feast par excellence in the church. For it is the mercy of God that gives us the sacraments. It is the mercy of God that redeems us. It's the mercy of God that gives us everything. Our very lives are an effect of the divine mercy. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, those two beautiful hearts completely given over to the love of the Father, that is our model. Those two hearts should be that which we live. We must live those two hearts given to us. We must seek to understand them. We must enter into them. The divine mercy, being all around us, beckons us to look at Christ and what he has done, to understand the depths to which he went to redeem us, so that we can understand the evil of sin and the greatness of redemption. One of the big problems in our society is that we see sin as a slight infraction of a law, perhaps. And some people even pretend that there is no sin. Oh, this isn't a sin, that's not it. People just deny that it's a sin. They deny that sin exists, and then they deny that there's even an offense against God. Well, how could God punish us? Isn't he loving? Yes, he is, but he's also just. You see, when we die, we will encounter the justice of God. There's no question about that. And all of us, whether we believe in Christ Jesus or not, whether we believe that God is a loving and affectionate Father or not, we will be judged. Every single one of us, without exception, whether we believe in God, whether we're atheists, whether we're any other religion or other sect, we will all be judged by a loving and affectionate Father. But when we die, it'll be a just judge. Now, Jesus came to redeem us. In other words, his love moved him, his love itself, to offer everything to the Father in our place so that we could have redemption, so that we could image the Son to the Father. That is redemption, to return the love to the Father that we denied him. And so, in that very merciful act of love, we find our forgiveness, we find our power to live as Christian men and women in this day and age. If we truly understand how much we need that merciful love, we need that forgiveness, then we begin to understand the devastation of sin. When we recognize what we lose, when we do not look toward the mercy of God, then we begin to understand how important salvation is, that damnation is a reality if we do not embrace the mercy of God, our most loving and affectionate Father, as offered to us by his only begotten Son. It is our greatest gift that has been given to us by the Father. If we reach out to the mercy of Christ, if we celebrate the Feast of Divine Mercy, which is a universal feast day in the church, all churches celebrate in the Catholic Church the Feast of Divine Mercy, and they must celebrate it, not move it to one Mass. It's all the Masses on that Sunday after Easter are Feasts of Divine Mercy. And if we recognize it, if we pray the chaplet of divine mercy, we call upon the divine mercy to descend upon us, we pray for the souls in purgatory through the divine mercy, we pray for our children and our parents and those whom we loved, and we even pray for our enemies, it becomes irresistible to God. It becomes irresistible to the Son of God. He cannot resist his own mercy. And when we call upon that great act of loving mercy, his passion and death, the Father will not refuse us. It is Christ who will stand between us and hell, and he will offer to us that act, that one beautiful gift, his love and his mercy. But you and I have to reach out and grab it, as Peter, when he was sinking into the water, reached out and grabbed the hand of Jesus that was extended toward him. And so mercy is the extension of the hand of God in a loving embrace of strength and power to raise us up out of our misery so that we can live lives worthy of heaven. But it is our choice. No one can force us to get to heaven. No one can force us to embrace the divine mercy. No one, not even God, will make us love him. We must love him on our own. And if you can get up every morning and look around and not see the mercy of God around you, I pity you. I pity anyone who can live a life in a world as magnificent and as beautiful as this and not see the divinity, not know the love of a Father who loved each one of us into existence. The fact that we can see color, smell the flowers, that we can hear the sounds around us, that we can touch and taste. All of these things are gifts. Look around. Recognize the presence of God. Recognize his mercy. Embrace the gift. Because if we do, everything belongs to us because we are heirs of heaven. But if we do not embrace his mercy, if we do not accept his forgiveness in our lives, there is no hope outside of that love. And if the world grabs us first, it will seek to replace the love and the mercy of God with anything that they can put in its place, from beginning with the state to the love of things, to lust, to anything it can find. And that is the great crime of our modern society. Let us, my brothers and sisters, see. Really open our eyes and see. Blessed are those who have eyes and see. Blessed are those who have ears and hear. Because if we do, everything makes sense. Even evil in our lives that befall us can be turned to good. But we must reach out and grab the hand of mercy. We must reach out and recognize that we need it so that we can truly live our lives worthy of so great a love.